This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. First thing I want to do is I want to thank you for an amazing year. Truly, I'm so blessed to, you know, it's to know you. It's not to do this. This is the medium, one of the mediums in which I get to you and we get to each other. And we become friends. And many of you are my friends. It's funny. I look back over the past eight, almost 9 years, and I think about the people who've entered my life for a variety of reasons, and we've met, we've broken bread, you've come to my town, I've been to yours, I've been at your homes, around your family, your friends, etc., at events. You've bought my books, you've spread my good cheer. This radio is nothing but good cheer, if you're a conservative. And you've supported us in so many ways, and I can't thank you enough. And I say this, and I hope you guys really get the feeling of what I'm telling you. This is not for me. This is for us. I'm thanking us for doing what we did. I started TeaPartyCommunity.org. Many of you joined. We got together, and we gave food to the homeless. We gave bought stuff for homeless people at Goodwill and places, the things that they needed. We've continued to help kids get adopted. We've donated to sports programs. We've been active in the community. I'd like it to be 100-fold. No, 1,000-fold. And I'm going to do everything I can this year to make that happen. We've produced a movie, BleedingBlueMovie.com, and I hope you go check it out. We're going to need help distributing it sometime in March. And if you want to be a part of that project, let us know. But we do none of this to make me bigger. I was going to use a big word. I'm just going to put it that way. This isn't about me. It's not about popularity or who does what. You know, look, if there are people out there doing better, congratulations to them. I hope they're able to spread a message far and wide. I know we do a pretty good job. I'd like to see us do better. I'm talking about my internal team. But we, you know, when we put something out there, I feel like we do our best to knock it out of the park every time. If we hit a single or a home run, we take it the same way, and occasionally we may even strike out. We're coming back up to bat every year, year after year. We've been doing it. And this 2018, I promise you, as God is my witness, will be our best year. I believe that not because it's my plan. I believe it because I firmly believe God set me on this course, and he didn't put me out here to say, I'm going to let you fail, or I'm not going to let your message get out there. I don't know what's going to come up. Don't know, don't care. Because I believe that the road that's lit in front of me, I may not be able to see, you know, in the night, dark in the darkness, 15, you know, seconds down the road. But what's being lit to me shows me a path. And as long as I take that path, I feel like things are good. And I believe we're all on that path together. I truly do. And so I want to thank you for being along with the journey that we share. And I hope that, you know, you're thanking me as well for being part of your journey, because this is what brought us together. And be bold in your commitment to it. It's not always going to go your way. It's not always going to be something that you're going to be pleased with. It's not always going to deliver to you the thing that's going to make it easy. You've lost friends. You've lost family members. You've been in debates with people that you've loved and respected for years. And guess what? They're gone. So be bold in who you are. Don't worry about that. It could be a family member. Don't worry. You're okay. You have lots of family out here. We appreciate you. You show it to me. You do it all the time. So I thank you. The Democrats have a gambit going because they're so entrenched in an ideology. And my question to the Democrats and leftists would be, why are you betting against Donald Trump and the Success for America? Now, they may oppose that to me and say, Kevin, why'd you bet against Obama? I didn't bet against Obama. What I told you was what was going to happen. It's a difference. I didn't wish him any ill will, but I knew what was going to happen. Now, the same thing I could tell you with Donald Trump. I didn't wish Donald Trump necessarily more success than Barack Obama, but I knew what was going to happen. So it was easy for me to get behind a policy that where he says, I'm going to cut your taxes. I'm going to give you more ability to be in control of your money. I'm going to give you the ability to live in a safer place. I'm not going to let people encroach upon you, and we're going to spend tax dollars on illegals and on criminals that want to come over here and blow you up. We're going to put in a trade policy and a monetary policy that benefits America. We're going to know where our money's going and why we're spending it. We're going to use our economy to fight battles and not our human beings. But if we do have to fight with our human beings, they're going to be the best prepared human beings on the planet. That's a pretty doggone good track record. And he lived up to it. And he also said this, and this was the biggest thing that he promised and what we knew. He said, I got no dog in the fight, guys. I want this country to be better. And I'm going to drain the swamp, and I'm going to show you that these guys have been stealing from you. They've got an elitist system of government that has no accountability, and we're going to change all that. But why would they want to bet against the guy that now has AT&T investing $1 billion in its employees, gave a $1,000 bonus to each of its employees, Boeing, $300 million investment, CVS is going to hire 3,000 new workers, FedEx increased its hiring, Fifth Third Bank Corp raised its minimum wage to $15 an hour, $1,000 bonus to Wells Fargo, to its employees as well at Fifth Third Bank. Wells Fargo raised its minimum wage to $15 an hour and gave up $400 million of its money to nonprofits. Why would you bet against the guy that made that happen with one piece of legislation? And then you got all the other stuff to look at. That's what you should be questioning your leftist friends over and say, why would you do this? Why would you go against somebody who's got a track record of that? Because that certainly wasn't Obama. They said it was, if this bill passes, you're going to die. Oh, okay, you won't die, but billionaires are going to take all your money. And they go, fine, okay, they're giving you bonuses, but it's only for public relations. They just want to make it look like they're being magnanimous. There are people out there on the left who are mad at Donald Trump because businesses raised the minimum wage without government interference and gave money to nonprofits and to their employees. And they're mad at him. Obama promised that he was going to give us $2,500 in medical savings, and it was celebrated by the press. Republicans actually deliver $2,500 of tax relief to us, and they vilify us. And then they wonder why we don't like them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at CloserThanYourBreath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dentists, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So the left wanted to tie DACA into the tax bill. So the Dreamers, these are kids brought over by their parents and illegally. Because their parents are here illegally, and then these kids come over and they say, well, you know, my kid's now here. He doesn't know anything about Mexico or El Salvador or whatever. And so we're supposed to go, oh, well, geez, you know, well, I get it. And, yeah, they don't know anything about it. So you came over illegally, committed a crime, and it's all good. And they're going to throw this into the DREAM Act. And I argued on Fox and Friends. It was off air mostly with Harris Faulkner, who says, Kevin, what are you going to do? And I said, you know, how do you legislate this? I said, look, I feel sorry for kids that come over and don't know anything about their culture. And between all of, I think most conservatives would say, look, let's not just throw these kids to the wolves. But we need to have a cutoff, and we need to send some of these people back to go live with family, because that's where they're from. There's somebody that can help out. We've already sent aid to most of these countries. So you got to deal with your own problem, but these kids got to get in line through the legal system, and you know we'll figure out a way to bring them back legally, but they can't stay here. And I don't think that's unreasonable. But as I said to Harris, what's the cutoff? Because whatever the cutoff is, I guarantee you, the left will say, oh my gosh, but look at who it does in Impact, and look at how bad they're going to roll out person after person. The 16-year-old honor student who did right, but they're not going to tell you the bad stuff. And that's what I want to talk about right now. Why doesn't government, why isn't it truthful to you about what the statistics really are? If there's anything that I hope Donald Trump continues to do, is that he takes these statistics that these guys throw out willy-nilly, and he says, I'm going to give you the real statistics on Muslim rape culture. I'm going to give you the real statistics on black crime or black crime in general. I'm going to give you the real statistics of, you know, women abuse in America, whatever. I don't care what it is. Give us the real thing and we can figure it out. But they won't do it. I've told you guys, I'll say it to my dying breath. There are things that the government doesn't want to tell you, but it's never good when they, like, I'll use the statistics of race. They don't want to tell you about race when it doesn't benefit them. If you knew that black people were taking advantage of some piece of legislation disproportionately, the government's never going to let you know that, because their narrative is blacks are depressed. Like, let's say affirmative action is just completely paid for itself 10 times over, and blacks have squandered it, which they have. So would the government come out and go, well, look, affirmative action has now been 10x. We've done the studies, and it's well past its usefulness, whatever. They'd never tell you that. Now, I'll tell you what they will tell you. They'll fudge the stats and tell you white people get over this or that. I say that as a black man who knows that the government will sell its soul to make white people look like they're evil or whatever. And I would venture to tell you, if you ask the average black kid, hey, who's the dominant race in the world? You know, who's got the most people? They'll tell you white people. And white people are nowhere near the dominant people. 1.5 billion Chinese alone. We're not even talking about Japanese and South and North Koreans, which, you know, Koreans, let's just say Koreans, Filipinos and other forms of Asia. If you just looked at Asians, they're a huge population. Look at the number of Muslims. Look at the number of Africans. And then go look at the number of white folks, and it'll blow your mind. White people aren't even close to being the largest population in the world. But you think it. So we've got them lying to us. And one of the biggest lies is this lie over immigrants being solid citizens. And here's the thing. If leftists fought as hard for veterans as they did for illegals, veterans would have homes, they would have jobs, they would be valued members of society across the board, and we wouldn't have 22 suicides a day or whatever the number is. But they don't care. If they cared half as much about truly educating young black kids as they do about allowing illegals to come in for votes, black kids would be educated. You wouldn't need affirmative action to get them into colleges and things like that. But they don't care. But I want to give you these statistics. This was on Tucker Carlson. This will interest you.
This evening we've got brand new numbers, striking numbers that have never been seen before, and they may reshape how you think about illegal immigration. So you've heard the same line a million times. It's repeated like a mantra by the left during every debate on the subject. All immigrants are hardworking and law-abiding. They do jobs you wouldn't consider doing, and they do them cheerfully. They sacrifice for their families in ways you probably don't. In fact, and this is always the last point, it's always delivered with the confidence, satisfaction of someone shutting down a debate with superior data, undocumented immigrants actually commit fewer crimes on average than native-born Americans. Not only are immigrants more virtuous than you are, but they're safer to be around. In other words, stop complaining. They're your superiors. But wait, are we sure that that is true? Are people who are in this country precisely because they were willing to break our immigration laws really less likely to break other kinds of laws? It doesn't make a lot of sense. Yet until today, strangely enough, no one could say for sure whether it was true, because reliable statistics didn't seem to exist. Our government tracks pretty much every trend and every phenomenon you can think of, from how many pounds of pistachio nuts are recalled every year, to how many fifth graders are injured on swing sets, how many people die in bathtubs. This is a nation of record keepers. We're overseen by an army of spreadsheet-wielding bureaucrats. Numbers control our lives, except on this subject. Somehow, the government went for years without honestly trying to track the volume of crime committed by illegal immigrants in this country. Maybe they were too incompetent to do it. More likely, they didn't want you to know the answer or to think about it even. In any case, we now for the first time have the actual numbers, and here they are. According to statistics from the U.S. Sentencing Commission, non-citizens are actually far more likely to commit serious crimes than Americans are. Non-citizens account for 22%, more than a fifth, of all federal murder convictions, 18% of fraud convictions, 33% of money laundering convictions, 29% of drug trafficking convictions, and 72% of convictions for drug possession. Meanwhile, the non-citizen percentage of the American population, about 7%. So that is a massively disproportionate amount of crime. Not even close. No, immigrants are not more law-abiding and less dangerous than Americans. That's totally untrue. Indeed, it's the opposite of the truth. Non-citizens are more likely to be arrested, convicted, and imprisoned for serious crimes than people who were born here. Much more likely. So why didn't we know this until now? Why have so many people been lying to us about this for so long? That's a question we plan to ask a whole bunch of people.
All right, everybody, welcome back. So those are the real numbers. The illegals are far more likely to commit crimes, and I'm talking violent crimes, even more so than black teens. Why doesn't the left want you to know this? Why do they hide these statistics? You know the answer. Ask them.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Glad you're with me. I want to play, when you're in the radio business, when you're in showbiz, as I am, when you're in showbiz, people call you all the time, adoring fans. And they just want to tell you about yourself. They compliment you on so many things. Kevin, I love the way your voice sounds when you're speaking like the way you are right now on radio. Gives them tingles up their legs. And the host of other things that happen. But my producers will tell you. We get plenty of mail. We get play. That's what we called it back in the day. Like if a dude could go out to the club and, pick up women, they say, man, he gets play. People want to get in the game. So I get some play. In this particular case, it was male that called me. And yes, I know, when you're as good looking and as smart as I am and, got the face for radio, then people want to get in contact with you. So this guy, he calls me up because I'd been on Outnumbered a week or so ago. And he saw me on there and he says, I promoted an FBI conspiracy theory that the FBI could potentially assassinate Donald Trump. And it wasn't what I said, and I think I told you guys when we did one show that what I was trying to say is if you have the texts that are so, when a guy says something like, we got to get rid of him at all costs, we can't let it happen. And I said, well, that runs a spectrum of, it was harmless banter among two FBI agents, which is what the left wants to promote, all the way to, well, maybe we'll take him out. And so Harris, interrupts and says, Kevin, you certainly aren't saying that. I'm like, I'm not saying anything. I'm telling you what the text could be interpreted as and what there are going to be a range of people interpreting that as. And, of course, the leftist clowns had me. I was on Jake Tapper and a bunch of other people. They wanted to paint me as a conspiracy theorist and all that. Fine. I don't care. The left always feels like if we put enough pressure on Kevin, it's going to break his back. Mm-mm. You guys don't understand. I'm Atlas. I'm holding up the world. You're not going to break my back. But anyway, one of my fans decided to call, and I want to dissect his call and explain. What's funny, he says he's a Republican. He's a lifelong Republican, and he wants to tell me, the error of my ways and what I said, blah, blah, blah. So here's that call.
Yeah, I'm a Republican calling from Ohio. I see on the internet where you come up with some conspiracy with the FBI against Donald Trump to get rid of Donald Trump. Where is your brain at? What kind of bullshit people you got on Fox News that are trying to propaganda bullshit? Is this as bad as the people that are trying to look into Donald Trump from Russia and everything else? You think there's collusion, that they're against Donald Trump? No, they want to get to the bottom facts of everything, you dumb. You better get your head out of your Kevin Jackson. You're somewhere in the twilight. I've been a Republican 30 years. And your ideas are stupid. I mean, Donald Trump's going to be impeached or thrown out one way or the other anyhow. If Republicans don't impeach him by spring, the American people are going to force him to resign or leave this because he's too stupid and dumb, like a lot of you people at Fox News that say anything just to get something going. Donald Trump's no good for America, no good for the world. And it's going to lead right to the top with Flynn, Manafort, Banner, all this bullshit. His son-in-law, Donald Trump will be gone early spring, early summer, one way or the other. He won't be around at the end of 2018. They can put Mike Pence in or the Speaker of the House. Donald Trump's going to leave on his own or he's going to be forced to resign. Now, as far as your bullshit saying that the FBI or CIA's got something against Donald Trump and they want to do away with him, where in the hell do you guys come up with these conspiracies? You better get your head out of here and wake up. Because what's going to happen once we get this country back from this idiot that's running it right now, and everybody on Fox News and some of these idiots like Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and them, and then you too with these accusations, then we're coming after you guys and get rid of you clowns on Fox News.
All right, so he didn't leave his name, so we'll just call him Princess. So he claims he's a 30-year Republican. You guys buy it? I don't buy it. I don't believe a 30-year Republican is going to look at Donald Trump through these eyes, through the eyes of the typical Republican, and say what he said. So see, this is a hint. Whenever somebody comes on and they go with that kind of a tirade, and they're like, I'm a 30-year Republican. What he's telling you is he's a 30-year Democrat. And it's really funny. I already covered the conspiracy piece because, like I said, if you have this cryptic text that says, I want to get rid of Kevin Jackson at all costs, and you text that, I think to myself, well, he's either just a nutcase like this particular caller, Princess, and he's just, you know, blowing steam, or he wants to get rid of me at all costs. Now, if that makes you a conspiracy theorist, then Princess, I guess I'm a conspiracy theorist because I look at the full range of what somebody could imply. I didn't say that the FBI did it. And just so you guys are aware, you know, Fox called me afterwards. Oh, Kevin, there's a firestorm on Twitter about this. And I went, so what do you want me to do about it? I said exactly what I believe. That you have to look at the range of things that were said that could possibly mean. There's some people that are going to look at it as harmless on the left. There are going to be some conspiracy theorists that will look at it as who knows on the right. And then there's going to be a bunch of people in between. And so this clown, who called me a clown, asks where's my brain at? I just explained where my brain's at. There's no propaganda. And then he goes on to say, I'm just as bad as the people looking into what Donald Trump's done with Russia. Well, as I said on the show, Princess, I said, look into Russia. I hope they continue looking into Russia. The deeper that these morons on the left look into Russia, what do they find? Nothing on Trump and a ton of stuff on Hillary Clinton, Podesta, Barack Obama, Comey, McCabe, and I could go down the list. I mean, honestly, I would love to get this guy to actually call during the show so I could show just how big of a monkey this guy. He doesn't have the intellect of a monkey. I apologize to monkeys. He does not have the intellect of a monkey. He goes on to say that Donald Trump did. I love this because all the leftists here's what they're banking their theories on, folks. They say Donald Trump's going to be impeached. Okay, give me a reason why. Give me what? Because the economy's too good? Well, because there's too much unemployment. You know, there's too little unemployment because businesses are moving back. They want him impeached for one simple reason. These butt munches voted for Barack Obama, and Donald Trump came in and he obliterated this fool. He showcased exactly what we've been saying for the last 8 years. That Barack Obama's the worst president ever. And if you were to put Hillary Clinton in and those policies were to have continued, you'd never know it. But when you put somebody competent in, it makes these guys mad. So anyway, they say, he's going to get impeached. I can guarantee you this, Princess. Donald Trump will not resign. I'll tell you something else. He's not going to be impeached. And here's the one that's probably going to send you into coronary. There is nothing that is going to happen with respect to Russia, except that it backfires on the left. And what amazes me, honestly, what amazes me is as clowns like Princess watch the unraveling of the FBI, where the new FBI director, Ray, fires the head attorney Rosen, who they believe leaked the dossier. He's one of them. They've already gotten rid of Struck or whatever his name is. And now we find ourselves with McCabe under fire, and he believes something's going to happen to Trump. Like I said, guys, I don't mind taking phone calls. I don't mind you guys disagreeing with me. But when you sit here and you throw expletives out and you accuse me of things that I didn't do, don't think I'm not going to respond back. But what's really funny is, as I said, I called this guy over the holidays because he had left a message. And I just wanted to have a conversation. I just wanted to say, look, you apparently have a beef, and we can clear the air, and I can explain to you what I said. And so, you know, the numbers come through on our call system. And so I called him back, and I said, a lady answered the phone, you know, hello. And she sounded like a leftist harlot. And she's like, hello. I mean, Eve, like, answered it mean. And I said, yeah. I said, there was a gentleman who called my radio show, and I thought he might want to have a conversation with me. And then she said, hey, whatever his name was, Princess, did you call a radio show? And I heard his voice. It was the same guy. And he goes, no, I didn't call it a radio show. And I chuckled to myself because he had called the show. And you know, he's too afraid. He's too afraid to answer the phone and have a conversation man to man. After all the, you need to pull your head out of your butt, Kevin Jackson this, and you're blank this, and I mean, call me, yeah, I mean, just, I don't know if he called me specifically, but what did he say? He was like, he did not call me a child of God, okay? And so, I just want to have a general conversation. I feel like, if you are that upset about something I said, and you have this access. I mean, let me put it to you this way. Do you think that, I don't know, Brett Baer is going to call you up and go, hey, listen, I said something on the show. You seem to be mad at Fox. Let's have a conversation and work it out. No, because he's too much of a pansy. See, and I'm only proving to you guys, this is what the left does. By the way, Princess, if you want to call the show and talk to me directly, I will patch you through so the audience can hear this. Because I'm not afraid to have a conversation with you. But you being too chicken to pick up the phone, I think, is pretty telling. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about, folks.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. While I was gone in New York doing my Fox stuff, the tax bill was under consideration. It was called. It was compared to the Fugitive Slave Act. They said it was the worst law since the Fugitive Slave Act. And what was interesting to me is how badly taxes actually enslave Americans, and that a Democrat would have the nerve to say that. See, you're a slave to the taxes in this country. That's government's control over you. By the way, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but there's a guy who offered a pretty hefty reward. It's now up to $300,000. He says, show me in the statutes, anywhere in the IRS code, where you're required to pay taxes. You can pay, you know, taxes like on, what do they call it? You know, excise taxes, and Congress can set those types of taxes. What am I trying to say? Retail tax. But there's nothing that should tax your wage. Your wage is what you go out and you earn, and then you, the other mechanisms for the people to generate money, for the government to generate money, is through, okay, you buy something, you get taxed. And there's nobody's, and there was a guy who fights this every year. He's an advocate for not paying, for paying taxes, but not being hustled out of your money the way they do it. And he's won two cases. Now, he's an attorney, he knows the law through and through, and he wins every case. We just don't have the guts to do it. But the fact of the matter is just ask yourself a very simple question. You get a piece of land, and you were in the frontier of America, and you farmed that land. And I came in and I went, you know you put a lot of effort into this, but I'm taking half your crop. You'd probably kill me. That's what would have happened in the old West. Somebody would have said, oh, who do you think you are? You better get out of here. You're not taking half my crop. What'd you do? Did you plant seed? Did you harvest it? What did you do? I'm not doing anything. I'm just here to get my cut. You get killed. But the government does it. And then what's funny when I hear leftists argue, well, they're giving all the tax cuts to the rich, or tax cuts are going to the corporations. And I go, who do you think's creating the wealth? Who do you think's done something? Has government done it? No, government... Yeah, I went through this early in the broadcast. It bores me to talk about it, to be honest with you, because it makes no sense. I'm going to go out... Okay, so let's just think about what happened. I don't know what you may do for a living, but let's say you have a concept. And you go, boy, you know what? I'm a good accountant. I don't want to work for some accounting firm. I'm going to go out, and I'm going to find my own business. I'm going to tell people I'll do your taxes, I'll do your accounting, and I will advertise, and I'm going to do all this stuff. So you build your website, money. First of all, you get your degree, money. You build your website, money. You then have to go out and find clients. So maybe you hire somebody to do it, or you go out and you're up at night trying to figure out how to bring people to your website. I'm the best accountant ever, man. Come be with me. I'll get you more money back, whatever. So you're doing your thing. And then let's say in 7 years your business is thriving. You got a base of you're making $1 million a year, something like that. And government just every year goes, hey, God, I need my $450,000 or my $500,000. And you go, what did you do?
Well, I found my Al Gore and I built the internet for you.
What did they do? They've done nothing. Now, don't misunderstand me. I understand we have to have rules and things like that, and we got to pay bills, but show me what they did. They talk about roads and bridges. I don't even need to go over your roads and bridges to do something on the internet. Let's say I have a thriving business, and I use, you know, eBay, and I ship products that go from one. I don't even do anything. I just say, I know where I can get these products. I'll go out and buy things for you. I'll be a planner that buys you things. I'm buying on eBay. I ship it out, and I make $200,000 a year, and the government goes, I want $100,000. I want, you know, $50,000, whatever it is. For doing what? You didn't come up with a concept. You do none of the work. I talk about it went from a guy who's a, you know, takes a cotton seed, puts it in the ground, grows it, harvests this cotton, sells it to a mill. Mill then sells it, you know, mills it up based on Levi's or somebody wanting it for blue jeans. They sell it at wholesale to Levi's, mill the product for them, and Levi's goes and manufactures it and sells it and, you know, well, sends it off to a retailer like Nordstrom's who sells it. Not Nordstrom, they wouldn't sell Levi's, but you get what I'm saying. And all the way through the whole chain of it, the government makes money from the person who sold you the seed, to the water that went into the ground, to your harvesting it and all the equipment you use to do that, to you selling it to a mill, to the mill selling it to the retailer selling it. The government's got its finger and every piece of it for roughly the same amount of profit, and it can't pay its bills. I want you to imagine somebody sells a guy seed or a 500-pound sack of seed, and you get a $10 or $20 check every time that seed gets sold. Then the guy harvests it, and he goes out and does all the work. Every piece of equipment he buys, you get your cut. Okay, so you're going to – he buys a combine that's worth, you know, $100,000. You get a cut. I don't know what percentage, but you get a cut. Then he harvests it and he sells it. And let's say he sells his crop for, you know, $250,000. You get a cut. Then the $250,000 of product that was sold in raw materials is now made into $5 million worth of stuff. And it gets sold wholesale for $5 million. And you get a cut. And then the retailer sells it for $15 million. And you get a cut. And you don't have to do anything. Where can I sign up for this? Because I would love to. And to influence people not to do this, Rosie O'Donnell actually offered $2 million in an attempt to bribe Republican senators the night before the vote. It was being debated in the Senate, and she said she'd give $2 million to any GOP senator who votes no on the bill. And, of course, no Republican took her up on it. 51 votes in favor, 48 votes against, and we got our tax bill. But Rosie was willing to bribe people to vote against the president's bill, knowing, by the way, it's illegal to do this. I don't know if she knew it, but it is illegal to do it. And it certainly would be illegal for people to take it. But that's the kind of system that Rosie O'Donnell believes we have. And is she thinking about it, that the taxes, high taxes, are enslaving Americans? Of course not. By the way, Rosie, you can still give that $2 million away. You can give it back to the Treasury. You can give it to poor people. Give it to charity. If you're going to be so magnanimous, give the money to somebody who really needs it. I love these sanctimonious leftists. We need to keep taxes high. I tell you what, the minute that any of them gives away their fortune and only keeps what the average American makes. If Rosie said to me, I'm going to take the average of $73,000 of income, if that's the number, and I'm going to live on that for the next 10 years. I'm giving away the rest of my fortune, but I'm going to put enough in escrow for me to live on $73,000 for the next 10 years. I tell her, you know what? You put your money where your mouth is. Have you heard of any of them doing that? These guys have fortunes. Jodie Foster came out the other day. She's worth over $100 million is what I read. And she talked about the tax bill, how it was going to hurt the poor. I tell you what, Jodie, it would ring more true. It would ring more true. Did you hear what I say that? It would ring more. But it would ring more true if Jodie Foster gave away, I don't know, $50 million of that $100 million. $70 million. How many millions does Jodie need to feel comfortable going into the waning years of her life? I don't know. I read a study that said anything over $70,000 and you're no happier. So let's see these people do it. And here's the thing. They're never going to do it. You know it. I know it. They know it. And we don't even take advantage. I would be running billboards and say, y'all you suckers that want to lament the tax bill, when you start giving away your money, maybe you'll have more credibility. And I'm not talking about giving it away to charity and then writing it off, because that would be in violation of the taxes, tax code. Why would we let you do that? They won't do it. And you know why they won't do it. And here we've got Donald Trump, rock star. He's proving to these people he knows what he's doing. Barack Obama said he couldn't get 3% GDP. He did it two times in a row. You want to know what the projections are right now? We've talked about it. The Fed is projecting, the regional central bank's now cast model says Donald Trump's going to go to 3.92% GDP calculated for this coming quarter. And let me tell you what they're going to do. They're going to revise it upwards, and it's going to be at 4. And then next quarter, this one after Christmas, post-Christmas, this quarter is going to be at 5.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.